The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 21st of August, 2017. Do this. Stand up. Take a big, deep breath through your nose. All out. I am a winner. I am a champion. I am a winner. I am a champion. Start your day off with that every day the minute you wake up and watch how your life will change. Obviously, you got to visualize a lot of things. Calm yourself down. Keep track of your breathing. Make those things happen. Life will change more and more. We might hit upon that a little bit today, but we'll go from there. Also, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle. I can't say enough about that product. And I'm going to ask you three questions. You answer yes to them. If you haven't bought it, I would highly suggest you getting on board with it. Strong. It is a requirement. Do you feel that you need that type of strong, that strength in your life to be able to manage everything you want to do? It's a yes or no. If you're saying yes and you're shaking your head up and down, that proves number one. Number two, do you believe that strength or getting stronger puts you in a position to pursue your specific goals? If you're shaking your head up and down and saying yes to yourself, that's number two. Number three, strength. When you apply the strength you're building in the process, because life is always about a process, do you believe it will make you decisive, tireless, and a confident superhero? If you're shaking your head up and down and saying yes, definitely, because one of the things we're going to talk about today is your desires, your demands. And then, obviously, too, you awake to it. Have you ever seen a superhero just give up? Never. Have you seen people that are decisive and tireless ever give up? Never. They might get smacked around and beaten right into the ground, but they're tirelessly always going to get up. They're always going to get up because, you know, most of our lives, you're going to have failure after failure. But it's all those small wins and then lead to the big wins. And the next thing you know, you're riding higher than you've ever been. So, if you answered yes to those three questions, jump on, buy it now. For $247, you're getting 12 modules and a free one to boot. And you're also getting the 8 for 8, where you're going to have 8 people who are our family and guests on Motivation Muscle give you 1 hour of their time free on anything when you buy the Winner's Circle. So, you know, you want to pound old age right into the ground. You want to get stronger, faster, definitely sharper mentally, and learn how to achieve goals, how to learn and take your desires and turn them into whatever you want. Then I would say, don't wait. Join the revolution, reclaim your manliness, and get on this program. Because, as I've said, this program is not going to stop with 13 modules. We are going to be filming very soon, and there's going to be more and more stuff out before the end of the year. So, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, click the Winner's Circle, and change your life forever. And I mean that. Change your life forever. Also, when you go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, hit the button for contribute. We ask and ask and ask. Anything you can contribute to the company would be greatly appreciated. With the amount of downloads you could do, if everybody gave a dollar for every download I had, I would be in very good shape right now. And I know what we've done for people, so I am not going to be shy in asking for anything. If you want to contribute $25, you get the beginning, which is the first life-changing module from the Winner's Circle. When you contribute $50 to the business, to the company, to your future, you will get the beginning. Of course, that's the life-changing first module from the Winner's Circle, and you will get 1.5 hour free consultation with me. When you contribute $100, you will get our first life-changing obstacle, the beginning, and you'll get 2 free half-hour sessions with me, consultations. We can group it all together into one, or you can do the split ones. So, if you believe in strength, valor, and character, if you believe in investment, not only in the company, but it's an investment in your future, I would ask you to please contribute to us. Now, they're all yellow buttons. The pricing are there. It goes right to PayPal. You're in, out, done. No jumping through hoops or anything with this. Also, too, if you're not, you know, if you feel you don't want to contribute that much, which, you know, that's up to you, you can also go out to PayPal, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com and contribute anything you want. But for $25, believe me, you're getting that first module, which is worth easily 3 times, 4 times that. It's just got so much to it. It's over 30 minutes. So, $25, $50, $100, whatever you would like to do, we would be very appreciative of that, and we thank you in advance. Well, also go out to motivationmuscle.com. Go out and just look at all the podcasts I've done with everyone else, too. I mean, there's over 700 there. I can't implore you enough to go out and listen to the stuff even from the very beginning I did by myself. There is just gold everywhere. Gold everywhere and green everywhere. There's nobody out there like us. There's nobody out there on the airwaves like me. I don't care what anybody says. I'll go head to head with anybody with pleasure too. We're going national. You wait and see. We're running over a lot of hurdles. We're hitting a lot of potholes. You know, we want to build massive currency, but this is all part of it. But we are bringing in more and more to what we want. Through our visualization, through our desire, through ourselves backing off and quieting ourselves, making the mind work for you, not against you. So that's another thing. Also, too, sign up for our free newsletter, motivationmuscle.com. It's right up at the very top of the homepage, right underneath the Patreon. That'll go right to my MailChimp account, and anything I put out will go directly to you. If you are putting anything out anywhere else, it's going to Never Never Land. It does not come here. So the only way you can get on with us is go right to the homepage of motivationmuscle.com. Well, today's going to be quite a subject matter, and as usual, I'm going to probably be all over the place with this. And the reason why I'm doing this is because there's so many facets of this, and to be honest with you, who knows where it's going to all go. But the name of the show is called Are You Drawing a Blank? Now, the reason why I called this show this was because there's so many things we're involved in, and there's so many things we like to do, and we just don't seem to get anywhere with it. And we're going to talk more about weightlifting, obviously, and all the mental pieces that are involved with it, what we're going through, what we're trying to figure out, why we're not getting there, and if we're getting there, why is it taking so long? And this is why this is a very back and forth discussion, because there's so many people that have entered in the fitness, we'll call it. Well, I like physical culture. And the majority of them drop out. And this has been going on forever. This isn't just today. It's more prevalent today because of the social media mess out there where, you know, everybody's an expert. You know, people are trying to compare themselves to people that are doing enormous amounts of weight. That's so unrealistic. And what are you going to do? You're going to start getting a lot of negatives in your mind. You're going to start thinking the opposite direction instead of going the positive direction. And I think people normally, you know, after you get a little bit older, you know, in your teens, you're used to a lot of people telling you what you can and cannot do. Some people just are not very good with any of that stuff. They don't like to be told this, that, the other thing. They end up suffering big defeats. Things don't go the way they want. It can be anything in their life. And suddenly they decide, you know what? I'm going to stay in the rearview mirror. I'm not going to be out in the forefront anymore. And that way I don't get hurt. I don't fail. I just stay status quo. And that's what a lot of the world is status quo. But I don't see how an achiever can ever sit back in the rearview mirror. You can't. There's no way you can't. And one of the main things you're going to have to do to start achieving once again, or if you are going after a specific goal, anything that you feel that you need, that you will, that you want, desire is the first and most paramount word you're going to need to establish in your life. No matter what it is, you have to have a burning desire within to start the journey, the route, the path, whatever you want to call it, to where you want to go to eventually succeed. It's more complicated than you think, because desire, like anything, you know, you take action, you know, you daydream, you listen to your breath, you focus on one thing. The point of any of that is this: how long can you sustain it for? Because most people are like, well, if it doesn't happen in 2 weeks, it's never going to happen. Right there, you've made a very critical mistake in your life by thinking like that. So you have to desire first. And I mean, it's a desire that's got to, you know, you can get into it very hard, and then basically you can back off it and let life take its shape right there. Let the universe bring in the people, the material, whatever it is to get you moving, to get you on the way, all right? But in this instance, then I go with the next thing, which is demand. You have to demand the best from yourself all the time. No matter how you feel, no matter how your day's going, you know, even if the world is literally feels like it's burning down around you, you must go out and meet those demands. Now, maybe you're not on your game that day, but the idea is you didn't stay in bed and pull the covers over your head and say to hell with it. You're never going to achieve any desire if that's how you're looking at life, because you're limiting yourself to mediocrity, as we say. We don't want to be mediocrity here. You know, we want to be extraordinary with everything we do. And the greatest thing is going to be when you can do the two D's there, that's desire and demand, you're going to awake. And you're going to awaken to a brand new you, to somebody that sees purpose in everything they do, to somebody that is going to go after something that others would never even fathom mentally or physically or spiritually and achieve. Now, the road to it is going to be filled with mishaps, failures. A lot of times you'll be down on your knees almost in tears, if not in tears, because you're saying to yourself, I'm doing all these things, and I feel like I'm getting stopped at every turn. And at that point, a lot of people, as I say, are going to either keep going or they're going to draw that big blank and they're going to go the opposite direction. But we don't go the opposite direction here. We keep, as I say, you know, we're clear cutting the path here. We don't follow anyone's path. We clear cut our own. And that is the decisive way you're going to have to be. You know, anybody famous, I believe Andrew Carnegie, the great steel tycoon, he would jump into something without even thinking, they used to say. Because when you think and rationalize everything, chances are you're never going to do it. You'll find a million reasons why you're not going to do it. Think about how many people have been stymied in life because of that type of thought process. But what he would do, and you can bet he had good advisors around him, he would jump right into something he thought that would work, and he'd be very slow to change and get out of it. You know, it had to be something that was totally not working, totally losing money. But even then, at times, it's like our lives. It looks like we're losing, losing, losing. And suddenly, you think you're going to flatline. But as that flatline goes, you start climbing, 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 climbing. And no matter what you are going after to succeed into, you're winning now. You're climbing back up the mountain. And eventually, you'll get to its peak. But you're not going to ever be able to do that if you're not willing to be able to fight all these external things off. Now, this is where we get into the internal piece that I love more than anything. We've talked about this on M&M with various guests, especially Dr. Will Wong. And I've done it on so many singular shows. But I don't know if everybody's heard it enough or understand it enough. Anything that's going on externally is definitely bridging and pulling out and pushing out internally. And I can't state that enough to learn how to quiet your mind. To stand somewhere, I use the sand dunes now. I'll stand on the sand dune and just hold thoughts. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, even if it's for like 30 seconds, and bring in some type of vision that I want. You know, you want to make more money. Well, I always do things where I'll be standing in the middle of a room and there will be money surrounding me and $100 bills flying all around me. It looks like a swarm of bees. That's how I look at it. It's the same way with your training. I can stand outside in the garage. My power rack is in the very back of the garage. I can stand at the lip of the garage outside. And I can envision myself with the exact weight, everything sitting there in the rack, pushing it up, squatting it up, pulling it up. I walk in there very few times do I not complete the lift. And the more you practice, as we keep saying with Frank Klein, my teacher in college, repetition, repetition, repetition. Repetition of your mind is the main thing you've got to learn to do. You've got to make your mind work for you. That's what you have to do. Everything you do internally has to work for you. You know, maybe you want to get a little faster. Maybe you want to get stronger. There's people that want to lose weight. Maybe you want to take an excursion to Iceland. What do you always hear me say with FBC? We don't try, we succeed. There's no trying here. When you go out, you nail it. You nail it right to the floor. I don't care what you got to do. Are you always going to hit numbers you want to hit? No, nobody's perfect every day. But every time you do things like that, you establish that big wheel inside of you to take another turn, another turn, another turn. And before you know it, as I always say, you know, you're like the old proverbial Italian tank. You're dredging through everything. Nothing's stopping you, no matter what you're running through. And when you're doing this stuff and you're building this capacity internally, which is transferring mentally, you know, and obviously physically, because you're going to see what is transpiring out of what you're building internally in you. Learn to breathe through it. Learn to hold your breath. Learn to hold that whole visual idea in your mind. Like I said, when I'm outside staring at the power rack loaded, getting ready to go in, visualize that. See that coming up. Because I'll tell you one thing, if you've noticed, when you're training, you are mentally on a whole different plane. I get some of the best ideas in my life when I'm out there training. That's why I always bring my little recorder out there and record it. And it's not taking a damn thing away from the workout. If anything, here we go, Frank Klein again, repetition, repetition, repetition. When you go out and do those things, as my dad says, be a leader, not a follower. What do you think you're doing when you're out there lifting stones, sandbags, dead stop squats, presses, all that? You are the leader. You make the weights follow you. You push your will on top of them. Of course, they're going to do it to you, and they win some days. But as we said, get used to failure. because every time you fail, you're going to succeed the next time. You're going to build some type of mental arsenal here that is just going to become unstoppable. You know, and when you go to Iceland or you want to go meet Martin Janzik or Charlie or Stevie in Ireland, you're going to have this unstoppable capacity to be able to go anywhere in the world and still carry this off. And it's going to take all this desire you've built along the way to get to where you want to go. You understand? Your desire. And you make those demands, as I said, the two D's. Demands. Demand only the best of yourself. Go out and listen to people or read books by Vince Lombardi, Coach John Wooden. Go out and keep listening. One thing I've been going through again is Maxwell Maltz's Theater of the Mind. Matt Fury did a big thing where he's got a big DVD package out. It's excellent. This is how you do things. This is how you succeed. And then there's no excuses. Because even if you go somewhere and you fail that day, you can bet the next time you meet up with whatever it is, you've got it. It doesn't have you. But sometimes life doesn't always work exactly what you want to. But you keep going with these ideas, the desire, the demands. It wakes you up. You awake to it. You start breathing better. Breathe the inspiration right into your body. Inspire from within. Without, within, and then without there. You go in and out, out, internal, external, because there's no way you can fail or lose when you're like that. So, if you feel like you're drawing a blank, go after the two D's, desire and demand, and then with the big A, which is awake, and you will awake like a big giant. You know, we love the Hulk here. You will end up becoming Hulkish all the way around. And you will succeed at anything you choose to do. So, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to challenge you with this. Start using your mind for your desires. Start working your desires. And then demand the best of yourself with whatever it is you desire. And then you are going to awake like the true strength, mental, spiritual giant we all are. And isn't that better than just looking in the rearview mirror? Is it? I don't know. Is that what some people want? Probably. Not here, though. We don't do that stuff. We only look to keep grabbing and reaching for the moon, the stars. That's what it's all about. But it is a process, and it is something that will take some time. But man, oh man, what is better than just going and going and going and going and seeing results, no matter how small they might be to you? Do you realize we always say that little things grow to bigger and bigger things, and eventually you get that goal or whatever it is you want to do? But that's what's really important. So, drawing a blank, the two D's, desire, demand, and then the big A, you awake. So, as I always say during the show, stand up, take a deep breath, out, and I am a winner, I am a champion. Don't discount those two phrases. And keep saying it and keep up the good work, because all of us are going to become even bigger achievers, and that's what you want to do. That's what life's about, enjoying it too. You are enjoying it, passing it on, and living it. Live, breathe, and die for it. That's what I always say. So, this is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. You know, as I said, go out, look at all the podcasts I have done myself and with all of our family of guests. I thank everybody for that. Also, too, if you want to be part of our newsletter, go out to motivationandmuscle.com. You'll see the newsletter, the sign up, right up at the top under Patreon. When you sign up with that It'll go right to the MailChimp account, so you'll be notified anytime I put any type of newsletter out. Anything else, it goes to Never Never Land. Also, we've talked about this and talked about this. Go out to the winner circle. As I said, if you answered yes to the three questions in the beginning of the show, you want that product. It is exceptional, and I'm telling you, I stand behind it 100%. I've done that program here for 15 years at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. And if you don't think what we do here is the real deal, then you're not going to see that anywhere. This place is just crash and mash all the time, and I love it. There's nothing better, and I got news for you. I don't draw any blanks here. And when I do, man, I get right on them and fix them. So that's the deal with that. Also, too, contributions. Give to us. I would greatly appreciate any help you can give right now. We are going places that I'm going to probably explain near the end of the year. You're going to be very surprised. I think some you're going to really like. Others, that's going to be something to get used to. But that's the way business goes. And right now, I've learned more about business in the last 4 years than I have with all my education. This is truly an education. And no matter what it is, you learn from it. And there's no bad in it. It might be interpreted as bad initially, but down the road, this is going to save a lot of people that want to go into business entrepreneurship, and I'm going to be right there with an awful lot of the answers for you. And that's what we're doing, and if you can contribute, that would be a great dynamite thing to do. Also, too, don't forget about the sand dune. We had Matt on here recently. We've had a three-way show with Matt and John Bruni. And we've also had a show right in the very beginning that John and I had basically said a little bit about it. But it is an incredible piece of equipment. Now, if you call Matt at 714-995-4500 and tell him motivation, you will get 10% off a sand dune and free shipping. And that, I believe, is going to save you probably about $70, which is incredible. It is by far one of the best pieces of equipment I have ever encountered, and I'm going to be down on it in 2.5 hours again. It's just awesome, and I'm going to be doing a lot of things outside with it, and you're going to see that all on film too. So we're going to do some measurable stuff even during sets when we're training now, so stay tuned for that. So Matt Dahl, 714-995-4500, Sand Dune. It will change your life. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like me to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com, that would be a singular show, just myself. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher, 5-star review, and I thank everybody for that. AHA, A-H-A, that is the way to get podcasting through your car radio. All the new cars have that capacity to do that, so listen to us when you're driving all the time, 24/7. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, 5 words of inspiration will change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat, press, pull. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. Husafel Crusher Stone says, in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. We don't try. We succeed. That's all we do here. Succeed, succeed, success, success. Those are the words right there. Also, too, no one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Frank Klein, my greatest marketing professor, business in college. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, we're coming right up on his anniversary. It's 3 years we lost him to cancer. He would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. Say that to yourself. Tell me you're not smiling. I don't care what kind of day you're having. There's certain things you walk around saying. I am a champion. I'm a winner. Keep smiling. Keep smiling, everybody. It's a great feeling. It's that inner smile you start creating. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to blow the roof right off your house. Be part of the family. Be part of the revolution. I'm telling you, you're going to have the best 30 years of your life. I can guarantee you that. With the talent that's on here, with the talent that's coming on here, with the growth of the businesses, I promise you, wait till you see the stuff that we're going to have. I'm telling you, it is going to be great. And I'm going to maybe have another announcement near the end of the year that's going to be gigantic. And it will be outside. Well, the radio station will be involved, but it will be outside of the United States. So stay tuned for that. Also, too, Les Brown, you all have greatness. We'll take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back, and nobody's going to say that anymore. Nobody. They don't have the balls. They're all eaten from within now. Weak. We will never subscribe to that. Stay with us. Stay with us. Also, too, I'll leave you with these few things before I sign off. Men, we say it all the time, but you're never going to hear it. Stop hearing it here. Your sons, your daughters, get rid of the 9-month belly. Get off the couch. If you heard the show Dr. Wong and I did the other day, and it's up, it's called Mindless. See what's happening with these young men in their 20s to their mid-30s. It is disgusting. It's disgusting. And you see the survey in France and Germany. Would you fight for your country? Men, 18%. You guys are dead. Who's going to protect the women? I don't want to hear the crap. We can take care of ourselves. Yeah? Okay. Well, when they're right in your face, let's see what you are then. Men, wake up. Grow a set of balls. Get a set of brass balls. Support your wives, your girlfriends, whomever. Same thing with the wives and the girlfriends. Stick with your men. Don't let these clowns in the media put big, huge wedges between you. We need you. We need each other. Be part of a revolution, part of our family, and we need to stick together, and we need to help the younger kids especially, as they're a mess, a lot of them too, but it's all the way across the map. Stay with us, and we will do that with you. We want to hear your stories of achievement, of triumph, of accomplishment. Let's do it. Let's do it. So, I am a winner. I am a champion. This is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, Kara Shaw tomorrow night, and we'll have, looks like we're going to even do a show this week with Matt Dahl, Dr. William Wong, because if you listened to the show the other day, Dr. Wong led on to us that he has Parkinson's, and this sand dune has already got him walking straight and doing big strides. Lots of news coming on with that, and we're going to be doing some other things. I think that'll be a half show. If we can get both parties on Friday, but the first half is going to be drop the iPad. Wait till you hear this show. It is unbelievable. So for Eric Fiorello, it's Monday. Have a great week, everyone. Don't look at the clips today or you won't have any eyes left either. That's all they're talking about. I have no desire. I have other things to do, whether it gets dark here or not. So have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. And triumph, triumph, triumph. Get it!
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.